You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I was very happy to see Max's number go up a bit, finally. I think they should retire Ainge.
Well,
as a player and as a GM.
Well, yeah. See, if you go as right, if you justify it on that basis easily, it's a yes. The combination.
They should.
The combination. There's nobody else.
Because look, here's the thing. You know, Ainge is a player, two titles, correct? 84, 86.
Yeah, 84 and 86.
Yeah. Okay. So two titles, and when he came back to run the team, things changed. And I don't know if Garnett comes here. Like, I remember I was doing the Celtics pregame. I remember talking to Danny. And when they made the Ray Allen deal, you know, Danny said to me, he goes, I'm not done. Right. And they tried to get Arnett, you know, and Garnett had concerns about the team and the city and so forth. When the Ray Allen deal got done, Danny knew if I can get this done, that's another chip. And he stayed on Kevin. And I think he was telling Donnie Marshall, who's playing, you know, we're not done. We're still in the hunt. You know, and I don't know if they get Garnett without Danny Ainge. The NFL season is wrapping up, and there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets, guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
People should remember that two games, pivotal games in their history, that Danny Ainge played a vital part, and that was in 84, Game 7. Danny Ainge gave him a spark in the second quarter. That wasn't a great game, by the way. The series was great, but it didn't. But this Game 7 wasn't a great game. It was, you know, that. But Danny came off the bench and gave him a big spark in that game. They needed it at that point. They weren't really going that great at that moment. And then in the Jordan 63 point game, Danny had 25 points. And came on it. And believe me, of all the people that guarded Michael, which includes everybody but Spider, you know, the janitor, he guarded him the best that day. He at least neutralized him to a degree for some minutes when he now. So just remember this great contribution to those two.
And quite frankly, I think that he had, who knew what was going to happen with Kyrie, right? I mean, who knew?
Oh.
And I think he takes heat for that unjustifiably. I thought it was the right move to make. I thought it was, well, I didn't see the risk at all.
You got to live with them to understand it, you know, and I mean, Kyrie, we didn't, you know, if you don't live with them, you don't understand.
You don't know. Right.
And,
right.
I mean, because I will say this, he's one of the handful of gifted talents that ever played guard in the NBA. To this day, you see what he's doing lately? He's on a big roll, averaging over 30 in the last five
years. I know, that's the
and
fresh, you know.
He's got talent up the yes, and he's extraordinarily talented. He's a very complicated human being. I won't, you know, that's as far as I'll go. That is undeniable. He's a complicated human being, and to a higher degree than many other people. And he's a handful to have on your roster and in your organization. But boy, when that game starts, he can play.
And you know, I thought that was I still give Danny credit for making the move.
Yeah,
I just do.
Oh no, Danny.
I do.